Pwede ba mag-apply ang senior high school graduate sa BPO? Are there opportunities for people who are career shifters or a little bit older na in age? And do you need to speak perfect English to have that opportunity? These are just some of the things that we're going to talk about in this very special Get Hired podcast episode. All right, now I did say this is going to be a special episode because today we're going to have someone who is experienced and is still currently working with the BPO industry. We have Kenneth Paradella, who has been with VXI Philippines for the past 7 years, and he's currently a talent acquisition manager for VXI Philippines. Now, we're going to hear some of his insights, his stories then, and experiences, and we're going to learn something very important, which is what does it take to make the cut if you want to join the BPO industry. Pag-usapan natin yan. Let's welcome Ken Paradella.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Ken. So again, I'm very excited for this episode. And so just a quick little background, because we like getting to know people here in the podcast. The main question really every time we get a guest is, para sino po siya? Or ano yung ginagawa niya yung background niya? So is it okay if I just ask a few personal questions to start off?
Yeah, of course.
All right, great. So I mentioned that you've been with VXI Philippines for 7 years. But ang first question ko would be, how did you make that decision to enter the BPO industry muna?
Well, yeah. So I'm actually a hospitality management graduate.
Ooh.
So maybe the deciding factor why I joined a BPO. Mm. Well, BPO was not my first choice. I was my job was a researcher, and then after which, I don't know, maybe it just fell because my purpose in life, I think, is to, you know, helping people, and I really love getting to know people. So I started first as a recruitment. You know, I started first as a phone screening, a phone screener. So I interview people over the phone, get to get their minimum qualifications, and if they pass, then we push through with the application process. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's more like my interest as to getting to know a lot of people, helping out people, and yeah, I think it's one of my deciding factor.
Mm. Okay, so actually a lot of people share that same sentiment. Meron kasing, I think, very unique when it comes to being part of the process of helping people have more opportunities further on. Kaya ako, it's experience din sa hiring and sa HR, right? It's a really special superpower to kind of open doors for other people.
It's also a very humbling experience.
Yeah, great. So now, here's the other question, Ken. Kasi it's one thing to like choose to be part of a company, but it's another decision to choose to stay. So I guess my question would be, what made you stay with VXI Philippines specifically for the past, 7 years now?
Yeah, it's been 7 long years, actually. It flew by. I didn't really, you know, get to notice it. Seven years na pala. So I think it's because of the diversity and the competitiveness of this company. It's what fuels me. Because I've no, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but your motto on your page or your YouTube is to never stop learning. Mm-hmm. Right? Yes. So it's what it is, I guess. Here in VXI, me as a person, me personally, I never get to stop learning because each and every day I get to learn. I get to learn something new. And you get to, as competitive as it gets, you get to push your boundaries and to, you know, acquire a lot of learning and also share that learning to everybody who's behind you, who you need help with. So I guess it's that, you know. It's what makes me stay. It's the more of like, no, it's giving me purpose.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Laging may ganun, no? Parang may deeper purpose always. And it's really a blessing to find like a company that shares, I guess, some of your values, also hopefully appreciates. Like
what to mold you to be, you become better.
Mm-hmm. So the question now becomes, so who can join VXI Philippines necessarily? Or who can join the BPO industry then?
Yeah.
Meron bang like specific asks?
No, not really specific, mm-hmm. but all newbies are very much, you know, welcome to join VXI Career Shifters. Again, I told you I was a researcher first before I came in here in VXI. So mm-hmm. career shifters, experienced individuals in the BPO industry is a plus. Mm-hmm. Actually, if you've been mm-hmm. with the BPO and you want to change company, then you're very much welcome as well. And one of the minimum qualification that we have is at least you're an 18 years old. A high school graduate of the old curriculum, I have to emphasize that. And right now, we do have a new curriculum, which is where, and we require that it should be at least a senior high school graduate, computer literate, and English, who can speak English fluently.
Okay, great. So actually, you already answered one of my parang most glaring questions in my list, because we get a lot of questions from people, especially about the BPO industry, about who has this opportunity open for them. So just to clarify, so these are people who finished high school, old curriculum, wala pang senior high school, tama ba? Mm-hmm. Or those who finished senior high school dito sa new curriculum. Yeah.
Those are the minimum qualifications.
Okay, correct. Minimum qualifications. So, yun kasi yung number one question sa totoo lang. Like, I finished senior high, coach. Pwede ba ako mag-apply? So, apparently, sa VXI Philippines, yes, you can try your hand. As long as you have, like, some of the skills required, including being good with the English language. Yeah. So, you said you kind of need to be fluent with English, but do you need to speak perfect English ba?
Yeah, so there's that fine line between fluency and being perfect, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't need really to, because we can be sometimes, I mean, language is not our native. English is not our native language, right? So when we say fluently, you can converse in English, okay? Disregard the grammar and all that. But I mean, not disregard totally the grammar, but English language can be trained. It can be honed. So through experience, through listening, through speaking it day by day, you get to know that, you get to learn that, and you get to really refine those rough edges in terms of speaking in English. So that's why we say that English fluent, fluent in English, not really perfect in English.
Yeah. Okay. So we really wanted to emphasize that as well. You know, being fluent in English, or at least having enough survival skills in the video industry, it really requires more confidence, I'd say, versus like hard skills when it comes to like the grammar section. Like if you can wing it, or you can at least have the confidence or speak confidently, there are a lot of cases that these tiny mistakes, subject verb agreement, tenses sometimes, you can get away with it. As long as you sound confident, and you are confident when it comes to the product that you're talking about, or whatever it is that goes on within your organization or your office. Well, we've been talking about like what differentiates a successful candidate versus someone who may be given a, well, not for now, as an answer during the interview. So then my next question would be like, what are the like key things that are, you know, not necessarily on paper that you look for in a candidate? Like of course it's given that they're good with English and stuff like that, but maybe visual cues, body language, anything that would set them apart?
Well, entirely. You have actually mentioned it a while ago. It's about confidence. Mm-hmm. It's how they bring up themselves to you, you know, and because this is what I've always told my candidates or my applicants, that you don't need to be nervous. You don't need to, to memorize answers. Mm-hmm. You need to just be confident, and there's no wrong or right answer to this interview. It's how you deliver it and how you convince me that you're also convinced with what you're telling me, with what you're saying, right? Because it's an interview in the first place. So it's not it's not an exam, and it's not something an assessment with. So yeah, it's about just how you carry yourself during the interview, how confident, how confident you can be sounding, and you know, how you can be really understood by your interviewer. Mm-hmm. How do you want to be perceived with? I guess it's that. And siguro how to get that maybe just really prepare yourself and be mm-hmm. vulnerable with questions.
Yeah. Okay. Now that actually that's something new, Kenna, the word you mentioned, vulnerable. Like how does vulnerability play in the conversation?
In the interview. Yeah.
There's this viral thing, right? A few years back, someone said, someone claimed that they don't hire when a person says that they really need a job. So in a way, vulnerability, is that too much? What kind of vulnerability works in your favor ba?
I guess when I say vulnerability, I mean to say that, again, you don't need to memorize answers because you don't, because people nowadays, I really get to converse with some of the people or interview people or interview candidates rather that are really researching of the answers because nowadays there's a lot of tips and do this and that, right? So they get to pre-research everything and be prepared about it. And what if the question is not going to be thrown? Yeah. And you have memorized that question. Mm-hmm. So where do you place yourself? How do you answer that? So I guess when I say vulnerability, it's like just being really quick on your feet when a question is thrown at you, and just be true. If you're having time understanding the question, just ask and have it rephrased or whatever. Right. Yeah. So I think that kind of vulnerability, that level of vulnerability.
Okay, great. And actually, it's great that you mentioned that because that's another question that people ask. Like, if I don't understand the question, is it okay to ask them to repeat it? Or does that mean, parang ekis na agad ako or out na ako agad kasi I didn't understand it on the first go? So you heard it from Ken. You can ask them to rephrase it or maybe ask more parang clarifying questions, exploratory questions, just so you're sure about what they're asking bago kayo sumagot. That was you mentioned about people memorizing answers, and I was kind of laughing about it because we even in this podcast a bunch of episodes are dedicated to answering commonly asked interview questions. But the truth of the matter is you heard it straight from Ken, you don't memorize the entire answer. You kind of use these sample answers as patterns and then adapt it to your own. Like make it more personal, make it based on your personal experiences. Pero ibabalik ko kay Ken. Pero ano ba talaga yung common job interview questions right now? I heard there's this parang twist na, di ba? I mean, when we were starting out, I would say, kasi we're about the same, I would say, the same age or at least generation, more of mga repetitive questions, mga rate yourself from 1 to 10. Tell something about yourself. But there's this shift about situational questions. Eh. Ikaw ba, what are the kind of questions that you ask usually?
Me, I really ask personally. I ask sometimes, I really do want to assess how a person can manage being in a really tight position. How you carry yourself when you're in a tight position? Because not all, majority of us Filipinos, we're really known to be resilient, right? So, but not all can be quick on their feet. Not all can really be quick thinking and manage the situation. Some will some will crumble, some will get pressured, some will do this and that. So that's true. So I just want to assess how this person can carry, or is it an opportunity to this person, or is it this person's strength though? Right? So that assessment, so that's how I ask sometimes that, have you been in a tight position and how did how did you manage being in the tight position? Because I think you mentioned that you have experience becoming in the BPO industry. So it's really clients that we get to call and which so gets irate all of a sudden. So from then on you get to assess the certain level in which this person is trainable or does this person needs more time.
Great. And you said one of my magic words actually, Ken. You said trainable, right?
Yeah, trainable.
So I think it's safe to assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, that we are looking for, or VXI Philippines, Ken is looking for people who may not be at 100% already, by the time they enter the company, but you're looking for someone who has that potential, has that grit, has that level of resilience that could handle being pushed a little bit further and being trained to be the kind of person that would be a good fit for the current position available. So my next question then becomes this, but what about those who have certain habits that they need to unlearn. Maybe people who use fillers. Are fillers necessarily a bad thing, or are they acceptable? And how many fillers could you like put in?
Yeah, I guess that's relative, because fillers can be, you know, a habit really, but a fillers can be annoying sometimes when it gets to be really having like a lot, like it's prolonging what you really want to say, maybe, or you really don't know what to say, but you just keep on filling in things. So I guess that's the one thing that it gets to be, you know, on the bad side of things. But I guess if it's not that much, I mean, again, fillers are really relative. You know, it can be relative sometimes. So I guess those habits can be you know, unlearned, you know, through experience, again, through training, through comfortability, and through confidence. I mean, building yourself, your own confidence. I guess you can unlearn those habits.
And everything in moderation, I guess. Well, a few ums, I guess, or a few filler words wouldn't hurt that much when it comes to, say, presenting fluency. Because native speakers also use ums and stuff like that. But when you use it too much, like you don't sound like you're confident about what you're talking about, especially if you're in customer service. Syempre, di ba, nakaka-frustrate din. So maybe put yourself in the shoes na lang of the person accepting yung sinasabi mo, or on the other end of the conversation, di ba? Ilang ums din yung kaya mong tanggapin from someone naman that you're calling, di ba?
So a point that you need to count. That's too many.
So there's no fixed number, guys. It's just, again, minimize it. You don't need to totally eliminate it. It won't be, I guess, a deal breaker. Just make sure that you're aware of it. Siguro that would be a safe answer. Now, you mentioned, Ken, that VXI Philippines has opportunities for people who finished senior high school, say, right? But do they need to like have a certain grade after within the academic experience nila? Or, you know, we have people who are, say, on their second wind, parang people who've faltered in the past, tas gusto magbago. Like, may requirement ba sa grades naman?
No, we don't actually have requirements on if you're like a DINS lister, or like you're on the top what on your class. No, we don't have that. So long, again, the minimum qualification would be at least senior high school graduate of the new curriculum, but of the old, at least you're a high school graduate.
And that's straight from Ken's mouth, yan. But would having good grades, say, give you a better shot?
Well, it's you. I mean, you'll be much confident.
Yeah. Diba? Kasi I think we need to unlearn that din, yung grades as a measure for a person's abilities. Like, it could be. Like,
it's like going to be stereotyping people who has these kinds of grades. No.
Exactly.
We're not that.
That's great. It's one of the best parts, I feel, about the BPO industry. It's more of a skills-based industry, merit-based industry when it comes to like what you could do, what you bring on the table. Even, I would say, when you further your career, like when it comes to promotions, opportunities to climb up the ladder, like these things, the grades and stuff like that, they don't play as important of a role when it comes to the BPO industry. Tama ba, Ken?
Yeah, it's safe to say that, right? I agree.
As long as you're teachable, you're trainable, you're open for correction, always eager to learn, you'll go far.
Those are the critical points,
Yeah. Okay, so question pala, Ken, kasi we've been talking about how important it is for someone to be good when it comes to their English skills. Pero what if they're good with English pero not spoken English, written? Are there opportunities for people who are more, say, introverted or shy in VXI? Or puro, kasi there's this misconception, di ba, na parang lahat calls, lahat phone yung opportunities.
Yeah, though we have chats, we have non-voice, but it's also a plus that you should really be, you know, get to train yourself and get to, I mean, your personality is you. We can't take that away from you. You see? But when you're in a job, you get to, you know, you get to carry yourself and to present yourself that this is your job, this is how you want to do things, this is your chosen career path. So you can be as introverted as you can be, you know, but when your job is asking you to be this and that, and I'm not saying that to let go or to forget who you really are, but it's more like adapting, you know, be adaptable to certain situations that needs for you to, you know, to get sometimes get out of your box and do this and that, and just, you know, crawl back in. We do all of us do that. We do, I mean, like, we do that sometimes, that we have this, our own bubble that in which we get to get back. Yeah, so I guess, of course, we do have some, you know, written English is a really good skill as well. But I think it won't be that hard for you to speak when you have a good written English. Yeah, so it's just a matter of practice.
Yeah. And you can really feel yung growth mindset again in answering that question. No? So yeah, there are current opportunities available sa inyo sa VXI right now if you want non-voice no work, but like don't let it stop there. So nakikita mo talaga yung heart for like building people up, and that kind of excites me then again. So I'm happy to send people your way. Hopefully, those who listen to this podcast. But more questions, just to be very, very clear. Because I also get this question a lot. Although you mentioned that you have career shifters, right? Mm-hmm. Pero, like, what... meron kasing question na very, very clear sa mind ko eh. Someone sent this over. Like, am I too old? Yun talagang tanong niya. Am I too old to start anew sa BPO industry? Kasi the story is, she's a mom of two. So she raised the kids para big enough na sila so that she could go back to the workforce. But it's been 20 years since she last worked. So nasa sabihin natin late 40s na siya. Is there anything as too old when it comes to VXI Philippines?
Well, here in VXI, we don't necessarily look into it. So as long as, I mean, the candidate or the applicant can fulfill the duties, they are physically fit, and they are amenable also to work on graveyard shift and shifting schedules. And I guess, well, all the more, I mean, ultimately, if you feel like you can still do it, yeah, you're very still much welcome to apply.
Great. Ayun, hindi na chismis, ha? Hindi na dahil encourage ko lang kayo. Narinig nyo na straight from Ken. Yes, you are still welcome to apply. Again, being able naman to learn and being open to learning, wala yan sa age. Okay? So, go lang tayo ng go dyan. Next question, Ken. What happens pala if, say, an applicant doesn't perform up to par and sabihin natin they're not yet ready for the job, so they don't get that opportunity? Is it possible for them to maybe prepare more, get even better, and then reapply? Meron bang minimum time yan? Or can they do that right away?
Yeah, actually, our minimum reapplication is 15 days. After 15 days, you can reapply. Also, you've said it, if they're not yet ready, we do actually have language enhancement programs here in VXI, in which we get to identify certain candidates or applicants in which, you know, these applicants really just need to be pushed a bit more. You know, and we put them in that program, we identify them and put them in that program. And then after a week of training, that's the 1 week training. So after a week of training, we get to endorse them again and interview them again and try to see if there's, you know, there's changes. Because these are candidates that are just needed a little bit of a nudge. So just try to remind them for the whole 5 days of their training. So. We get to endorse them back again and try to, if they're ready. But if not, then, yeah, I mean, the 15 days is, I mean, after 15 days, they're very much welcome.
Wow. Ang ganda naman ng program na yun. Kasi, and you're right. Kasi there are people who may have forgotten na lang some of yung skills nila. Maybe are just lacking confidence or may konti lang na kailangan i-tweak. So, VXI is willing to invest in you and your development even before you hit the floor, even before they start earning or they start really earning from your potential. So yeah, it's a great opportunity to at least try, diba? Be prepared, and then just roll with the process. And ang saya nung 12, nung 15 days ha. Kasi aminin natin, Ken, may mga bad days tayo, right?
Of course.
Personally, like, I've been, say, speaking publicly, pero may one or two days a month, meron ka pa rin bad day. So if in case, like, you try for a position and landed on a bad day, just wait 15 days and then you can try again. Now with more confidence, hopefully, kasi more experience, kaya alam mo na kung saan ka magpa-park, alam mo na kung saan ka ano, maghihintay. Okay, sure. So next question ako, Ken, kasi what about following up? Kasi ito yung, like, soup, alam mo na natin, a lot of people are eager to get a job. Mm-hmm. Like, may possibility ba for following up if in case they don't hear back from you right away?
Yeah.
Or what's the usual application process ba? Mm.
Well, we do actually. Our application process is good for a day. So one-day process. We really want to finish a candidate. But it would depend sometimes because sometimes the availability of some of the assessments, you know. So we may have a lot in on site already. Mm-hmm. So those are the really things that happens most often than not. They can follow up. We are actually big on social media, so you can check out our social media pages. Mm-hmm. At VXIPH, you can search that on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok as well. So on Messenger, I guess you can message us on Facebook. You can also send us an email at, hold on, let me just be there. You can also send us an email for inquiry at careersph@vxi.com, if in case. Or the best way for you to, you know, to really follow up is maybe on Facebook or go to our site and where you applied
and
for a quick answer, you know.
Tama. Yeah, so you could ask like the people themselves now involved in your particular application process. Yeah, so you're free to follow up then. Siguro ang akin naman to personal advice, wag naman right away. Kasi syempre, may process pa yan, no? Kung end of the day, kayo natapos ng interview, wag naman na after 30 minutes kayo mag-follow up. Like, give it a bit of time, maybe. Let them make up their minds. They're sorting through a lot of information. So, give them time and then follow up if you feel like parang enough time has passed. Maybe a couple of days, maybe a week, if you haven't heard from them. But I doubt it, eh, kasi meron silang one day na process naman.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yun. Just in case. You could also do that naman. Okay, Ken, we're going to jump into our speed round. So, speed round tayo. You just choose one of each and hopefully kind of encourage some of the people listening right here na makaka-resonate with the choices made today. So, pwede naman personal answer naman to ha. At saka, hindi naman necessarily about VXI. But in your 7 years of experience choosing people and measuring their potential din. Okay? So let me ask you again, speed round naman to, or lang naman. So first question natin, fake it till you make it or be yourself?
Be yourself.
Be yourself. Great. Next question, ability or availability?
Oh my God, that's a tough one. Hold on, give me a minute. Give me a second. Availability or ability? I guess availability.
Okay, great. Now, ability or teachability?
Teachability.
Okay. Hard skills or soft skills?
This is way tougher. I guess soft skills.
Mm-hmm. Book smarts or street smarts?
Street smarts.
Okay. Thank you for playing, Ken. Very hard yan, ha? And you can choose
my
both of them.
Wet.
Yeah, but I guess the point of the matter is, again, with availability kasi, you can have or you can gain ability. With teachability, you can gain your abilities. With soft skills,
always fall there.
Diba, you can hammer yung hard skills din. So just remember, it's more about who you could become and what you're willing to do to become that person versus who you are right now.
That's true.
Okay, so Ken, just as a quick wrap up then, how can they now get hired by VXI Philippines?
We have 9 sites, 8 we have 9 sites that has recruitment hubs. So you can visit us. This is the best way to apply. You know, I have to really emphasize this one, that the best way for you to apply is to come to our sites and walk in. Okay. So we have one. Okay, this is a bit plenty. Okay, so bear with me. We have one in Panorama, North EDSA, ground floor, Techno Center Panorama. In Bridgetown as well, Giga Tower, ground floor as well. And we are also at Makati, SM Cyber 2, EDSA Buendia. We all are also in MOA, Pasay, that's at 5 Ecom Center. That's also at the ground floor. We're currently as well at SM City Clark, at the SM Clark Tech Hub building. And we have here 4 in Davao. So that's namely in the second floor of the annex building of SM City Ecoland, SM City Davao Ecoland. We are also in Robinson Cybergate Delta. That's along Bahada. And we also have in Feldkris Central, just the upper ground floor. And the last one would be at the Davao Finance Center. That's at the ground floor as well. So come visit us. If you can't come and visit us, you can actually send a resume to our email. That's careersph@vxi.com. You can also text your full name, location, and preferred date of interview to this number. So that's 0917-777-5555. I hope I got that right. So I guess that's 0917-777-5555. And lastly, sorry, I guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So lastly, you
everyone's
can
taking notes, I'm sure. Like, take your time. This is the most important part of the
Actually. Yeah. So you can visit our social media pages. We are also, we are in social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. You can search VXI page. Shoot us a message. We will, you get to talk to Vixie. That's our 24-hour recruitment chatbot. So that's Vixie. You get to meet her there, and you can, and she can assist you through all your concerns. So I guess that's that.
I've been trying out Vixie then the past weekend. Okay. It's really helpful, guys. So very naman, very intuitive naman siya. So
I forgot.
Yeah.
Sorry, like I cut you off there. I forgot to say that we are also we now have our application. Our mobile application in which you can apply. You can download that on Google, Google App Store and Apple App Store. So just search for Vixie app. So you can apply there. So it's really an interactive app. You can win games. There's games. There's rewards there. Frequently asked questions. It's there already as well. And the addresses to our sites. It's also there.
Great. So again, they're doing their best, making it as easy as possible for you to find them and to find your place then with VXI Philippines. Just again, not wala na mawawala. Like, try it, prepare for it, like, shoot your best shot, and maybe you can find like your corner of the sky. So VXI Philippines, as Ken has. And yeah, 7 years, hindi yan joke, Ken. So I just. saludo talaga ako sa'yo. Like, hindi siya madali. Hindi madali yung buong process, hindi madali yung commitment. But thank you so much for your commitment to getting more Filipinos hired by VXI Philippines then and by staying in the company. I think you're in Davao right now, tama ba?
Yeah, I am. I'm currently in Davao.
So yung mga Davaoenyo rin dyan, baka makikita nyo si Ken sa VXI Philippines when you come over. Thank you so much for your time today, Ken.
Thank you
for sharing your insights. We've learned
a
lot from you. Oh, salamat, isang kalangalan. Hopefully, again, we can send more people your way. This podcast really is for you. This conversation is for you. And all the details then that we talked about, the links to the website, and of course, the sites then, the physical sites of VXI Philippines, na maganda ninyong dalawin, will be in the description of the podcast today. So thank you so much, Ken. Any last words? Last na piece of advice para sa ating mga applicants?
I guess, I've said this before, I guess, to one of my radio guests. Anyhow, I'll repeat that one. Never back down on opportunities. And always, you know, don't hold yourself back to being limitless.
Wow. Yeah. Great point, Ken. Never hold yourself back. Sometimes, sa totoo lang, we don't need a villain in our story. Tayo na mismo yung pumipigil sa atin. Huwag magpapapigil. And you just might get hired by VXI Philippines. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Leica.